currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours, the headline. Government to enforce mandatory EV procurement across ministries. PF Pachin condemns court injunction as abuse of judicial process. And Hunter virus hit cruise ship on way to Canary Islands after three evacuated.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has expressed concern that despite a directive issued in August 2025 for ministries, provinces and spending agencies to begin procuring electric vehicles, only 44 have been acquired so far, resulting in government spending about 758 million kwacha on fuel last year. Speaking during the 4th Senior Public Service Management meeting, Mr. Kangwa said much of the fuel expenditure could have been saved through increased adoption of electric vehicles, noting that the government aims to reduce diesel consumption by 50%. He has added that the Cabinet Office Permanent Secretary will soon issue a circular making it mandatory for ministries, provinces and spending agencies to procure electric vehicles through the proposed Vehicle Equipment Committee. Meanwhile, Mr. Kangwa said Zambia has made progress in the petroleum subsector following Cabinet approval of the Tanzania-Zambia multi-products pipeline and the Namibia-Zambia refined petroleum and natural gas pipelines, which will be developed under the public-private partnership agreement.
The response has not been encouraging. To date, only the following institutions have procured electric vehicles. One, Ministry of Transport and Logistics. We've got three vehicles. Two, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment. We have got one vehicle. Three, Office of the President, State House. We have got in the state team. Cabinet Office. We've also got Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security. I've got one. Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. I've got one. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. I've got one. Ministry of Livestock.
The Patriotic Front faction has described the recent interim injunction issued by the Lusaka High Court involving Morgan Ngona and Miles Sampa as an abuse of judicial process in the party's ongoing leadership disputes. PF Deputy Secretary General Edwin Lifukelo said the court order was purely interim and did not determine the party's leadership or resolve the substantive legal disputes affecting the former ruling party. He has accused unnamed individuals of using the courts to create confusion and gain political relevance rather than seek justice. Mr. Lifukelo has since called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia and the relevant institutions to act decisively to prevent confusion arising from unresolved legal and administrative disputes involving political parties.
The Zambian people must not be misled by this calculated legal drama. We are witnessing a coordinated effort to distort facts, misuse legal processes, and falsely project authority within the Patchouli Front. Let it be clear that the Patchouli Front will not be taken over through procedural tricks and courtroom maneuvers. The continued recycling of legal actions amounts to blatant abuse of judicial processes. Individuals who have effectively abandoned their party's values and direction must immediately stop hiding behind its name, symbols and structures.
In more news, the government has assured the diplomatic community of continued business continuity before, during and after the forthcoming general elections, following the approval of the 24-hour economy policy. Acting Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Princess Dasune said elections remain central to democratic governance and provide an enabling environment for economic growth and international cooperation. Speaking during a special ministerial briefing for the African Diplomatic Corps, Ms. Dasune said Zambia continues to prioritize economic diplomacy as a key pillar of its foreign policy.
We are actively engaging our cooperating partners and all of you to position Zambia as a competitive hub for sustainable business, trade and investment. Therefore, free, fair and credible elections remain fundamental to this vision. in line with the recent approved 24-hour economy as we approach the forthcoming general election, I wish to assure you all of full business continuity between, before, during, and after elections.
Meanwhile, Ministry Permanent Secretary Margaret Mioba says the ministry remains committed to promoting mutually beneficial partnerships with the diplomatic corps.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation is committed to the promotion of mutually beneficial collaboration and partnership with the diplomatic corps in general and more so to the African group of ambassadors, high commissioners and consul generals with whom we share common interests, challenges and opportunities as well as similar geographic history and cultural perspective.
In other news, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed the enactment of the Education Amendment Bill by the National Assembly of Zambia, saying the move legally guarantees the free education for all citizens. In a statement, NACEZ Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, has described the development as progressive and consistent with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 4, Zambia's Vision 2030, and the 8th National Development Plan. Dr. Chansa says the new law means the current administration and the future government will now be legally obligated to provide free education to all Zambians regardless of gender or social status. He has, however, cautioned that the law alone would not guarantee quality education unless the government increased investment in the public education sector.
What will be very, very key, more than ever, will be investment into the sector, especially the public education sector. We need more funding to the sector so that we don't have overcrowded classes. We don't have inadequate desk computers. Currently, these are actually affecting attainment of quality education in our country. And having free education as a law with frustrated teachers, no computers, no laboratories, no internet, no electricity, will mean nothing to this country.
Now, the government has reviewed that nearly 48% of deaths occurring outside healthcare facilities in Zambia often go unreported in the routine health data system. Speaking on behalf of Ministry of Health, the Permanent Secretary, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, during the launch of the sample-based registration system with vital statistics, Zambia National Public Health Institute Director General Professor Roma Chilengi said the system will help address this critical gap by shifting from retrospective estimations to continuous real-time surveillance. Professor Chilengi said community surveillance assistance will play a key role in identifying pregnancies and deaths within communities, helping connect households, especially those in remote areas, to find a formal health system.
Lives were lost in the past, but not precisely why those lives are being lost today. The challenge is further compounded by the fact that nearly 48% of deaths in Zambia occur outside health facilities. These silent deaths often go unrecorded in our routine health data system. The sample-based registration system, which is vital statistics, addresses this critical gap. It marks a shift from retrospective estimation to continuous real-time surveillance.
And ZMPHI Director of Emergency Preparedness and Response, Dr. Paul Zulu, said Zambia's civil registration and vital statistics system has historically struggled to obtain accurate and timely cause of death information, particularly for deaths occurring outside health facilities.
To effectively protect the living, we must first understand why we are losing our loved ones. However, Zambia's civil registration and vital statistics system has historically faced a significant challenge obtaining accurate and timely cause of death information, particularly for deaths that occur outside health facilities. The sample-based registration system of vital statistics provides a definitive and practical solution to this challenge.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Savings and Credit Bank, NASEB, and the Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at providing a structured platform for EIZ members to access tailored financial support of up to 2 million kwacha. The facilities include personal loans.